Welcome to Sunstraps for Your Cat podcast. Yes, hello everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode. It has been a long time, and I'm sorry, I have been extra busy, but I'm going to try and post more often now. I have an episode planned after this, and then probably another one after this as well. But today I am joined with one of my school friends, Echo Claw. And, well, we're going to be talking about... Actually, you'll hear in a minute. But, yes. Headphone warning, because we do get quite loud sometimes. Oh, specifically me. I just found out how weird it sounds when you yell at your microphone. So, yeah. Anyway, I will get straight into the episode. Okay. So, yes, as you heard, as I would have said before, I am here with, what's her name? Echo Claw. Yes.
Yes.
Yay!
And we are here to do Lawyer Cat Deaths that we're not happy with because
they all sucked.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Well, number one. Well, actually, these are in no specific order. We just did them because we're too lazy to put them in a specific order. Yes. So, yeah. Number one, Silverstream.
That was such a sad death.
She's not really.
She was nice. She was nice. And that conversation I had though.
But... Yeah, well, I'm only letting her in this list because of that conversation. You wanna do it?
Yeah, I'll be Graystripe. You be Silverstream, bro. Or do you want to? Wait, yeah.
I'll be Graystripe.
Fine.
Okay. Thanks.
You idiot! What are you doing in my territory?
Drowning.
Can't you drown in your own territory?
Ah, but who would rescue me there?
That's the conversation they had.
Yes.
Amazing conversation.
We are amazing voice actors. Yes, anyway. So yeah, that's the only reason she's in this list because that was good conversation. I don't know how I still remember that. I just like that conversation. Anyway, number two. Echo Claw. Number two, she wanted to do Tiger Star. Again,
yeah, it's sad.
He's sad. He's like a
He's
forget Broken Star, the child murderer. This guy's just an all cat murderer. He's just a murderer.
But it was sad because he died so suddenly. I was expecting a big fight. I was like, oh yeah, finally some action in this bloody book.
Yeah.
And then this dude just dies. I was like, what?
It was
no.
It
brought a tear to my eye because who would fight Firestar now?
Yeah, like, it was kind of annoying. Boring. How it was all like Tiger Star's like, I'm this big bad cat who has dogs, and then Scourge comes along and just shunk dead. With like one scratch. Yeah. All nine lives ripped from his soul or whatever it said. But yes.
Yeah. And he had to die nine times. Like, jeez,
how would that feel? Would you just be like, in those dramatic movies, you'd be like, tell my mother, love her, comes back to life, and my dad, and my uncle. That would work so well. Okay. We did Tiger Star, I guess. And number three, we had an all-time favorite, Yellow Fang. Because
legit, I was so sad when she would die. She was amazing.
I was like, I think who was it? Pash Pelt that she went after? One of the elders. Yeah. Anyway, I was like, don't you dare, Yellow Fang. No. As I was reading, and then it was just you coming because. Yellow Fang's Yellow Fang. Everyone loves Yellow Fang.
You knew it was going to come, though. She ran into a fire.
Yeah, I know. And I knew of spoilers, and I knew she was going to die anyway, but still, I still cried.
Yeah. That's such a sad one.
I know. Okay, number four. How about we do... Right, we had Running Wind, but I'm going to chuck in Brindleface as well because they pretty much died for the same reason. Oh, I know they didn't. Well, we have 11, not 10. Okay.
Haha.
Wailing Wind, well, he just didn't deserve to die. I mean, I love how we're, like, talking about how he, like, how he's not important, but he still shouldn't have died. And then I'm pretty sure later we start talking about how we should have just killed another non-important cat for this plot instead of the cat that we actually have written. So,
yeah.
It doesn't really fit properly, but still, he should have survived longer. He was a good cat.
Very good cat.
Yeah. Yeah.
The book reader, they like, when they want to get rid of a cat, they're just like, you know, I'm just going to make you do this and let's just hope you die.
Yeah. They have too much power. We should, like, we should, you know what we should do? We should start a protest, go outside the Erin Hunter headquarters and demand that they make Yellowfang still be alive.
Yeah, we'll be like, stop killing random cats. Stop killing random cats. Animal abuse. Bloody hell, we need to take over the whole damn organization.
Span the Q&A below with hashtag protests to the Erin Hunters. That's a long hashtag, actually. Stop killing useless cats. That's also a long hashtag, actually. Think of a hashtag that they can spam the Q&A with.
Hashtag hairball.
Yes, hashtag hairball. Yeah. Let's move on. Number five. Snowkit. Again, she didn't deserve to die.
She didn't. Like, out of all the things.
I'm pretty sure it was a he. But yes, carry on. I got confused with that actually. When it was getting taken off by the hawk, it said, like, he, and I was like, hang on a second. So, yeah. But anyway, carry on. That's just.
Yes. Then he was blind and deaf, like.
It's like the old man version of a kitten. Or not just old men, you know, old person.
Yeah. The horse was like, dinner.
Yeah. Free food. The fact that nobody could save him. Nobody could.
Yeah.
Like, no. Anyway, moving on. We have
Sifbor.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it was just. It took them so long to realize that Swiftpaw was dead.
Yeah.
And yes, we know. I know you like Swiftpaw Birchnose if you're listening. Listening. So, yes. Yes. Yeah.
Just.
Yes. That.
Don't cry on your warrior books, mate.
Yes.
Just calm down. Yes. Calm down.
Yes. I like Brightheart too, even though she's not dead. Well, we're doing only in the first series, by the way, because Ekaflor hasn't read any more than that. So, you know.
I've started the second series. I just don't get time to read.
Yeah, because I'm too busy playing Warrior Cats Ultimate Edition on Roblox. That's why.
With you?
Only sometimes. But yes, true. Okay, anyway. We did Swiftpaw. We have, Blue Star.
This is my favorite role.
Really?
Yeah. Just like the way she, after she found out that her deputies keep trying to kill her, and she just sat in the hole. Like, she's like, I am full of wisdom. And then the cat's like, I'm going to kill you. And she goes,
I need legit, to show you that video I told you about where it was like, I'll show you afterwards. Yeah, this is what we were saying. How come they couldn't have just killed some non-important cat, like, I don't know what cats are actually alive back then. Like Longtail. Actually, Longtail is a good cat. Yeah. Don't kill Longtail. You get the point. One of those.
Why? Cats. What? Oh, don't mind me. Just why couldn't they kill bloody?
Oh, she's getting out the allegiances, whatever you call them.
Mouse fur.
Mouse fur. Yeah, yeah. But she just killed mouse fur.
Mouse fur was useless fur.
Yes. So that should have happened. Yeah. It was dramatic. I mean, it fits. Her death suits her. She was a very dramatic cat.
Yeah, very.
Everything she did was dramatic.
And why did it have to be the gorge out of all the things he could have thrown her off of? The gorge. Really? Really?
I mean, yeah. What else would they have thrown her off of? The bridge? Into the gorge?
Not the gorge at all. They could have bloody thrown them off of the bloody four trees around it, bloody.
How would that kill the dogs, though? The dogs can't climb trees.
Some dogs can.
Oh. Imagine. Imagine. You know, was it Ash Poor back then? I think he was him and Fern Poor back then. Remember how they, like, ran away from the dogs, had to lead them somewhere?
Yeah.
Imagine if the Erin Hunters had murdered Ash Poor instead of Swift Poor. Actually, then an entire series would go to waste. Fern Poor instead of Swift Poor. And Swift Poor could have been that one that could have, like, ran from the dogs. He would be extra speedy because his name is Swift Poor. Speedy Poor. Mm. He would have been on Speedy. And then they wouldn't almost have gotten eaten.
Yeah.
That didn't make a lot of sense then, but yeah.
Yeah, what the hell?
Anyway, we've been on Blue Star for like 10 minutes now. Let's move on. Next, we have two amazing deputies that didn't decide to die, except we're only going to do one at a time, so.
Lionheart.
Yeah. Lionheart was like only mentioned when he was alive in like the first 5 chapters of the first book. That is so unfair.
It is. Like, bloody tiger star to come along, like, I'm gonna tickle you.
Like, what it was the Shadow Clan, not Tiger Star. Wait, was it Tiger Star? No, Tiger Star killed Red Tail, not Lionheart. Pretty sure. Well, I mean, I suspect that Tiger Claw probably killed Lionheart, but it doesn't actually say anything about that, so we can't really say that.
Tiger Star's a jerk, but his death was still sad.
It wasn't sad. It was just disappointing.
Sad and disappointing, same thing. Like, what?
No, they're not. Sad is when you are sad. Disappointing is when you are like annoyed at something or disappointed. Different meanings. Anyway, moving on. We have Lightstorm.
Lightstorm.
I hated Firestar for that, or whatever he was back then. Probably still Firestar, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, hated that. Yeah, it was just like, he was literally like, Lightstorm's getting pretty old. I should probably move him to the Elder's Den. Nah, he can fight. He dies. Oh, I should have moved him to the Elder's Den. Yes, I should have. Headphone warning. Probably should do that at the start of the episode. Mind me, do that, please. Okay. Anyway. Our 10th and final cat.
Stonefur.
Yes, Stonefur. I can't really remember much about Stonefur's death, which is quite funny because I remember going off my nut about how stupid that was. And now I've pretty much forgotten. Isn't he, like, killed by... Who's he killed by? Like, Blackclaw. Is that a cat?
Blackclaw.
I think I made that up. What am I? Okay.
Yeah, I think it is as well.
I'm totally not searching up. How did Stormfur die? It came it's up with the wrong wiki. Oh, wow. Right. I keep. Stormfur.
It's Blackfoot slashes Stonefur's throat open with his claws or something. Like he slashed his throat.
Hang on. I don't know if it was Blackclaw. I'm pretty sure I did just make that up. Oh, wait, you searched it up. Never mind. Yeah, oh, yeah, it was Darkstripe and Blackfoot. Yeah, look, Blackfoot knocks Stonefur to the ground and Darkstripe holds his hindquarters down. Blackfoot slashes Stonefur's throat open and he dies. And Echoclaw just left and she's trying to join again, so that's nice. I just let her join. So, yeah, we just kind of had some technical difficulties. So, you know what time it is? It is time for an ad break. So this is kind of a small self-promotional ad. I just wanted to say, because I didn't actually speak about it much in this episode, please join our Discord if you can, created by yours truly. I've helped from a few people. I'll put the link in the description. I'll make sure I remember to do that, by the way. And it's basically, yes, I've created a Discord for podcasts and fans to chat and hang out to each other pretty much. I'm not going to go on about it for too long since, well, you'll get bored. But yeah, if you have Discord, please go join it. I'm there. Raven Blaze from Boy Cat Studios is there. Just a lot of people is. Anyway, back to the episode. Again, now she's. What happened then? Wait, she's still. What happened then?
Technical difficulties. I accidentally swiped. Okay. I swiped just Zoom.
You like disappeared.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Nobody shall know.
He got slashed in the throat by Blackfoot.
Yeah. That's not nice, Blackfoot. I hated that when Tiger Star was leading those peoples.
Yeah.
Now I hate Leopard Star as well because of that.
Yeah, out of all the things he could have killed, it had to be Stonefur.
Yeah. At least he didn't kill Mr. Foot. Mr. Foot's good
dude. What did it ever do to you? What did Stonefur ever do to you, mate?
They were half clan.
Oh no.
Okay. So yeah, that's that, I guess. That's pretty nice.
That's 11 actually. 11 cats sad.
Wait, did we do 11? We forgot Brindleface.
Brindleface did one extra one. We're doing the other fella. I don't remember who it was. Blue Star, wasn't it?
We did Running Wind, and then I said we're going to do an extra one, and that will be Brindleface. We'll do Brindleface now. Brindleface didn't deserve to die. Okay, done, Brindleface.
Brindleface is done. All right. Yes, there's that's our 11 cats that
shouldn't have died.
Shouldn't have, none. Nah. Yes.
They should have lived forever.
And remember to spam my hashtag...
Hairball. Yeah, hairball. Also join the Discord server. Echo Claw's there too.
Yes, I am there. I don't talk much, but I am there.
Yeah, she doesn't talk much at all. You need to talk more.
Fine, I will. But it's spam the chat minute.
No. That's a wall, remember? We already had many spamming incidents. So now that's wall. We don't talk about those though. Anyway, I guess we'll thanks sign for off me. For now. Oh, it's okay.
Thanks
it's okay.
for having me on the podcast, bah.
Yeah, bah. You're lucky I'm not Otifer. Otifer did like a collab and a collab. Yes, a collab. Everyone, next time you do a collab, please call it a collab. Anyway, and this is like exact scene. His guest was like, thanks for having me. He just goes,
shut up.
it was funny. You know, I'm gonna edit that in right now. Just because I can. So yeah. All right, yeah. Bye people.
Bye.